from Spark and Anvil and MarketQuest, this is Forgo, in Chapter 1 of the MarketQuest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
At the busy community market, where stalls lined both sides of the lane, a fox named Forgo was helping a flustered young rabbit who had exactly one coin and two things they wanted, a warm hand pie from one stall, a spool of kite string from the next. "Just tell me which is the better deal," the rabbit begged. "They're both fair prices," Forgo said. "That's not the hard part. The hard part is this. Whichever one you pick, the real cost isn't the coin. The real cost is the other thing. Buy the pie, and its true price is the kite you don't fly today. Buy the string, and its true price is the warm pie you don't eat. Economists call that the opportunity cost, the next best thing you give up. It never shows up on the price tag, but it's the truest price there is." The rabbit stared. "So every choice costs two things? The coin and the thing I didn't pick?" "Now you're seeing it," said Forgo.
Have you ever picked one thing and then couldn't stop thinking about the thing you didn't pick? How did that feel? Forgo had learned about the hidden price the hard way as a kid. There'd been a market fair, and young Forgo had a single afternoon and a single small coin. Forgo spent both, quickly and without much thought, on a shiny painted whistle, and only later, walking home, past the puppet show that had been the whole reason for coming, now sold out and packed away. The whistle was fine, but Forgo hadn't chosen the whistle over the puppet show. Forgo had just grabbed the first bright thing and never once looked at what that grab was quietly costing. Standing outside the folded-up puppet tent, Forgo felt a particular kind of ache. Not for the coin, which was spent fair and square, but for the puppet show, the thing that had been given up without ever being weighed. "That's the cost nobody warns you about," Forgo realized. "The thing you didn't pick doesn't send you a bill. It just quietly isn't yours." From then on, before every choice, Forgo made a habit of naming, out loud, the road not taken, so at least the giving up would be a choice and not an accident.
Forgo walked to the Market Academy with two things in each paw, always weighing. Stake, the steady old trader who mentored the market's guides, met Forgo and asked the question, "What is opportunity cost?" Forgo answered by holding up an apple and a pear. "If I choose the apple, the pear is its price, not the coins, the pear. Every yes is also a no to something. The opportunity cost is that no, made visible." Forgo set the pear down, deliberately, and named it, "I am giving up the pear," then took the apple. "See? Now the choice is honest. I didn't just gain an apple. I know exactly what it cost." Stake nodded slowly, the way someone nods at a thing that is simply true. "You are appointed."
In Forgo's corner of the market, a young goat kicked at the dirt, frustrated. "Forgo, this is exhausting. If I have to think about everything I'm not buying every time I buy anything, I'll never enjoy anything. And besides, some people barely have a choice at all. Isn't this just a rich kid's game?" Forgo sat down beside the goat, gentle. "That last part matters, so hear me first. Opportunity cost isn't about how much you have. It's about the fact that time and coins and attention all run out for everyone at every size of purse. Naming what you give up isn't a fancy game for people with lots to spend. It's most useful when you have little, because then every trade-off counts double, and you deserve to make it on purpose instead of by accident. It was never a judgment about who has more. It's a tool that belongs to everybody." Forgo picked up two stones. "And you don't have to weigh everything, just the choices that matter. Name the next best thing once, out loud, then choose and let the other one go." The goat stopped kicking. "So it's not about feeling bad for what I give up. It's about choosing on purpose."
Choosing on purpose, Forgo agreed. That's the whole of it.
Think of a choice you felt good about, even though you gave something up. What made the trade feel worth it to you? The goat thought for a while, and the frustration eased into something more settled. Last month, I used my market coins on seeds for the garden instead of a game I wanted, the goat said slowly. I did think about the game, but I planted the seeds, and now there's actual food coming up, and I don't feel like I lost anything. I feel like I've picked the right thing. That's the quiet gift hiding inside all this, Forgo said warmly. When you name what you're giving up and choose anyway, you stop feeling robbed by your own decisions. You feel steady about them, like the goat who looks at the garden and feels full, not cheated. Naming the cost doesn't make choosing sadder. It makes it yours. And a choice that's truly yours sits easy, long after the coin is spent. Forgo handed the goat one of the two stones. Go make a choice on purpose today. Feel how different it sits. The goat took the stone and felt the calm of a decision made with open eyes, and went to weigh a trade-off that mattered.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Forgo. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.